The Albany County Courthouse is normally a pretty sleepy place, but this morning is different. Wyoming's Attorney General will soon file notice the state won't appeal the court ruling that threw out Wyoming's gay marriage ban. After that, same-sex couples can start getting their marriage licenses. County Clerk Jackie Gonzalez addresses the growing crowd of bystanders a few minutes before 10 a.m.
I appreciate everybody's patience. We are currently awaiting the approval of the order to come in via email.
While there are over a dozen well-wishers, there's only one couple actually waiting to get hitched, Teresa Bingham and Linda Mahaffey. They have to remind everyone that they're just getting their marriage license. Their wedding is set for this summer.
Super excited.
Yeah, ready to get the day here now. But just this summer, July, we'll get married.
At 10:05, Clerk Gonzalez comes out to give the couple some forms to fill out. Even she starts choking up.
Pardon me, I'm kind of out of breath here.
Ann Guzzo is one of those here to cheer Teresa and Linda on. She and her partner were plaintiffs in the case that got Wyoming's ban on same-sex marriage overturned.
It's really exciting. This has been the best part of it for me, is watching the results of this and watching people finally be able to get married.
At a quarter past, Teresa and Linda finally head back into the clerk's office. With photographers and spectators surrounding them, it doesn't feel totally routine, but it went off without a hitch. A county official even ribbed Teresa about being from out of state.
A Colorado girl?
Jeez. No. But I came and I stayed.
Finally, 45 minutes, a few forms, and $30 later, Teresa Bingham and Linda Mahaffey had their marriage license. For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Miles Bryan in Laramie.
Here at the Laramie County Courthouse in Cheyenne, it's just before 10 a.m., and Jennifer Muma is ready to become one of the first people in the state to get married since Wyoming's same-sex marriage ban was overturned.
Right now, I'm just sitting here anxiously at the courthouse outside the marriage license office, waiting for my partner to show up. So now we're hoping to actually get the license and get married down here this morning.
Muma's soon-to-be spouse, A.J. McDaniel, walks in minutes later, and the pair get their paperwork in order. McDaniel is a transgender man, but legally female, which means the pair couldn't get married in the state until today. McDaniel says they had a family ceremony last week, but today, it's official.
It represents the legal side, the fact that our relationship is going to be finally recognized.
Just behind them in the matrimony line are Cheyenne couple Tina Johnson and Stacy Maloney.
I'm super excited. Been looking forward to this day for a long time. It'll be just nice to have it legal, I guess.
And I'm nervous, even though we've been together as long as we have.
The couple has been together 14 years and has two children. Their son, Cody Johnson, skipped school today to come to the courthouse.
I'm here to support my parents.
While Cody's family finishes up their paperwork, the Reverend Audette Fulbright officiates a brief, windy wedding ceremony for McDaniel and Muma just outside the courthouse doors.
The joining of two hearts and two lives in the state of matrimony is a sacred act.
This is a big day for Fulbright, too. She's a longtime gay marriage advocate.
I've been a Unitarian Universalist minister for over 17 years, and this is an issue that UUs have been working on for such a long time. And, you know, state by state, you're on tenterhooks all the time, and then suddenly things really begin to shift. So this is so exciting.
Love mightily. Amen. You may seal this union with a kiss.
McDaniel and Muma seal their new marriage with a kiss, and their ceremony is followed by another for Johnson and Maloney just minutes later. These are among the very first Wyoming same-sex couples to not only get their marriage licenses, but to actually get married. When all is said and done, McDaniel wears an ear-to-ear smile.
I'm feeling great. This is a great feeling.
For McDaniel, getting legally married is also a step towards something even more important to him, getting legal custody of he and Muma's 4-month-old son. For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Aaron Schrank in Cheyenne.